I got so much stuff going on, all the games. I think I'm missing 9 games being here right now. Yeah, I don't know. It's all ruined. All the kids' sports. It's been ruined, right? By all these dads that didn't make it. No, the dads are great. That's why, you know, they volunteer their time. Just want to teach them it's a game. That's what they say. Just want to teach these kids it's a game. So we're playing 80 of them in 60 days. We have 80 games in the next 60 days.
Amy Marks, Corps, Chris Ranji. It is hour 3 of the show today. We welcome in comedian who you have seen open for Sebastian Maniscalco. He is performing at Helium Comedy Club on Friday. Shows at 7 o'clock and 9:15. Pat McGann joins the show. How's it going, Pat?
It's going good, man. Great to hear you. Hi, Amy.
Hey.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, it's good to have you. We're glad to be to getting you back in town this weekend. But it's, you know, you're talking about youth sports, and we have this conversation on this show all the time. So two childless kids or people in here, we are telling people how to raise their children. Youth sports does, from the outside, seem like the worst now. It is so different than when we played.
Oh, I mean, it really is. It's an industry, and everyone's making money but the parents, right? Everyone seems to be getting something out of it. But, I mean, my son had to try out for his hockey team. He's 10 years old, right? Fourth grade, trying out. You know what the tryout was? Can you come up with $3,000?
Oh, that was my gosh.
Well, did he make it?
Yeah, and he was cocky about it, too. Like, hey, I made the team. I was like, I know. I got the fraud alert from Chase. You're on the team.
Oh my gosh, it is. I can't tell if youth sports is more like a pyramid scheme or like one of those timeshare scams, but it's something.
It really is. Yeah, and they buying all the equipment all the time, and you know, my son's always got to be at the rink. He's always talking about what coach said. Coach said I got to be there. Like, oh, you found a man on this planet you're listening to?
It's not you.
You tell your coach you don't have a car.
This coach.
Tell your coach you were born in 2014 and no one's ready for this.
Jesus. It's so, 2014.
It sounds so awful.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's got to be a part of it you love. No? Maybe.
I love the group text because you when you sign your kid up, you also join the team. You're like on the, you got to download apps. You got to join the group. Every team comes with a group text. And this is how you find out who the psycho parents are.
Yeah.
This is how, or the ones that are just checked out, like their kid always needs a ride. You're like getting texts all day long. Like, can someone get Jesse? Jesse needs a ride. And then they overshare. You know, they tell you, like, Brooks can't be at practice tonight. My mother-in-law had a stroke. We're going to be in ICU until we see things through. Go Knights.
Does that really happen? Please tell me there's been a text where it's like this long, somebody had a stroke. We have to watch out. But go Knights anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's everything I talk about seems to be pretty real. Yeah. I don't even have to work that hard anymore. I just report the news.
Have you gotten into any scuffles? Because the scuffles happen on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. You definitely see that. Yeah, there's parents that are just like, they get on the refs. That's the best thing, too. I love the ref. By the way, why are we still dressing these guys up in the black and white stripes? Right? Like, just don't throw it to the guy that's 6'5". Don't throw it to the man with the beard. He's not on the all-girls 5-year-old team. But they're out there, and the rest don't even. There's another people that are making a bunch of money, and they just like they walk up and down the court if they're, you know, they're not like hustling, but there you are acting like, you know, you dress them up like it's the pros. It's all made up. I don't know.
Well, see, the thing is, you're kind of again, we don't have kids, but we feel like we get it. I think we get most parents' pain. When it comes to the youth sports,
well,
thing.
I think the only way that you can not view us with disdain, like we said, talking about kids when we don't have kids, is we do have that objective view where we only see the downside. Like, we don't see the upside. It's not true. Like, well, but there's the love and the pride. We don't feel that. We just see We just see the scammy part of it. So I think in that sense, it's like an objective view. You take the love out of it, and it's just a lot of money.
No, I don't know what it's like to not have kids. I don't know what you guys have, like a life.
Fun? No, strangely, Ron still doesn't have a life. I don't know what this guy has either. How long have you guys known each other, by the way?
Oh, man, probably back to like 2008, 9, 10.
Yeah, something like that.
Huh.
Sounds about right.
Long time.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
we miss you in Chicago.
It's good to be missed, Pat. It really is. I'm glad somebody cares about me. Thank you.
Does Pat know that here in St. Louis, because Ronj doesn't share a lot about his life, Pat, that there is a very strong rumor that's almost truth that he's got a secret wife and kids up in Chicago that he goes and visits? Because no one goes to Chicago this much. I don't know if you've met them.
No, I haven't. I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Shut up, Pat.
That would be a great scam. Now you got me wondering, does he? Like, how does he?
Right, because what do you really know about him? I'm with this guy every day, and I realize I don't know anything substantive about him.
Yeah, he's a mystery.
Yeah,
how
really.
About you? What's your story? You seem like you might be projecting, deflecting here.
Thanks, dude. I'm glad somebody noticed.
Well, I didn't expect it to go that way. Pat, you started comedy, quote, later in life compared to some comedians, right? Like in your 30s?
Yes. Yeah, I was like 31, had a sales job. I actually used to come down to St. Louis for my sales job. I sold like paper and packaging.
Packaging?
Like custom printed bags. And we sold to setup box manufacturers. And,
oh.
Yeah, so it sucked. So then I was like, I'm going to do something else.
What was it?
I'm going to hit an open mic and But yeah, I kind of got a late start. And I never really wanted to be on stage. I was kind of terrified of that whole part of it. But I loved, like, you know, making my buddies laugh or all my friends. You know, we were all, like, just funny guys, like, trying to, you know, bust each other. And I figured I like to write, you know. And there's not really a lot of writing opportunities in Chicago, but they do have stages, you know, they have Second City for improv, and then they have a few stand-up clubs, and they have a pretty solid stand-up comedy scene. You know, in the country you have, every town has a scene. St. Louis has a great scene. I know a lot of great comics that have come out of St. Louis, and, you know, a lot of these cities have that. So I went to an open mic and I was like, hey, I could at least try, you know, give this a shot. Not really knowing that, wow, I'd still be doing it 15 years later, but I'm having a great time.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
We talk to Greg Warren a lot, and Greg's, you know, he's one of the comedians locally that you're talking about, and I think he was doing the same thing. I mean, he was in sales and got into comedy pretty late, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he may have, and that is actually one of the first names I think about, first comics I think about when I think about St. Louis. He's very much the guy, and you know, he also kind of showed me that you know, you don't have to really necessarily leave your town, and you know, I've stayed in Chicago this whole time, and that's about, you know, that's easier than ever now with social media and everyone having their own studio in their house. It's kind of paid off, you know, that I never had to relocate. Otherwise, I'd be going back to Chicago to visit my secret wife and kids like Chris does.
I know, right? It's weird. It's a little weird. I mean, I don't see my in-town family as much as he says out-of-town family. You know. But I mean, you're in sales, and you had to have thought about stand-up comedy before, right? Or did it literally come to you out of left field?
No, it was always on my radar, like kind of like a pipe dream. And I remember my parents coming back from New York City, and they would go to comedy clubs there. I mean, my mom was talking about Jerry Seinfeld before he had his television show, just when he was like a regular on the Tonight Show, you know, and we watched a lot of comedy. So I always just kind of, you know, and growing up in the 80s with, you know, Eddie Murphy was dropping his specials, and, you know, being with your friends, going off to sneak off to watch Raw or Delirious, you know, you just kind of like, wow, this is kind of fun. Like, but but never really imagined that I would, because again, like that stage thing was just, I never thought I'd be able to get up in front of people.
And then you end up opening for Sebastian at Madison Square Garden, what, like 9 shows? Were they all sold out?
Yeah.
Well, how was that?
Yeah, I mean, pretty insane. I mean, this guy, there's not a lot of people doing what Sebastian is doing in stand-up. And to be kind of like witnessing that along the way, when I met him, he was selling out comedy clubs. You know, I met him in Chicago at Zany's. And then I started hitting the road with him, doing small theaters. Then we're doing large theaters. And then, you know, this last 2 tours were basically arena tours. So it's fun to be able to do these incredible venues. You know, going to St. Louis and doing the Fox Theater, like there's mm-hmm. a few Fox Theaters around the country, Detroit, Atlanta, and St. Louis. I don't know if there's another one, but those are some of the most beautiful theaters in the country.
Yeah.
And really a great place to do stand-up comedy. So it's been pretty wild. Some of the experiences I've had kind of being Sebastian's wingman the last few years.
And your, you know, your comedy special from a few years ago called When's Mom Gonna Be Home? And you did that one at the Vic Theater, which is an old historic theater in Chicago. And that is still available, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Pandora. Wherever you get it, you can find it. When's Mom Gonna Be Home? You'll be here at Helium on Friday. What should we tell people to expect when you get here?
Well, you know, I do have a lot of new stuff. I'm talking about, you know, my kids and, you know, how we're all kind of spiraling from the screens. And I try and keep things, I mean, hey, we got a Pope from the south side of Chicago now, which
right.
is the biggest sign that things are coming to an end, right? I mean, this guy's a White Sox fan. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. Oh, my gosh, I hadn't thought of it that way.
I think they hired him because they're like, hey, he's familiar with attendance issues. And we're all dealing. We're all going through that. So, yeah, I have. I'm excited to get down there. You know, I do it. And then I also I don't do a ton of crowd work, but in the clubs, maybe a little bit. So I feel like every one of my shows is different. And, you know, I do like to interact a little bit. I'm not asking people to come and start screaming at me, but you know what I mean? I have a lot of fun doing the smaller, more intimate venues. And in Helium is, you know, these independently run clubs that are kind of dotted throughout, they're the best clubs. And Helium is one of those that it's like, you know, they're focused on comedy. And they are focused on cultivating the scene. They're giving people in St. Louis opportunities to get on their stage and, you know, become comics and then kind of grow from that. So it's a great place to be. I'm excited about it.
Well, Pat, we're looking forward to having you here. And tickets are available at patmcgancomedy.com or you can go to heliumcomedy.com. 2 shows Friday, this Friday at 7 o'clock and 9:15. Pat McGann will be there. It's good to talk to you. Do me a favor and please check up on my wife and kids for me so I can maybe take the weekend off. That'd be nice.
I will. I'll let you know. I really appreciate you guys having me. Good to talk with you guys again.
Good to talk to you too. That is comedian Pat McGann. Again, Helium Comedy Club this Friday, 7 and 9:15. Get tickets at heliumcomedy.com or patmcgancomedy.com. It's